Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima reading you the evening news bulletin. I am Matsina. The headlines. Governor Lagenesan calls for addressing root causes of drug abuse. Winter session of parliament commences. Both houses adjourned early. Year-long celebrations of 75 years of constitution adoption to begin on November 26th. And founder of Sunika Enterprise, Ighato Yeto, selected for NEP Ignite Startup Grant 2. Now the news in detail. Governor of Nagaland, Lagenesan, has called on the need to address the root causes of drug abuse that are leading the youth to a destructive path. Addressing the inauguration of the Brahmakumaris Nashan Mukt Bharat Abhiyan Awareness Campaign at Raj Bhavan in Kohima today, he said, by understanding the underlying causes of addiction, society can offer more effective support and provide healthier alternatives to the youth. The governor said drug abuse is not just a personal affliction, but a societal challenge. He highlighted that it erodes the fabric of communities, affecting families, children, and the economy at large.
Young people who represent the future of our nation are particularly vulnerable to the lure of drugs. The need to protect them and provide opportunities for positive growth and development is paramount.
Stating that Nagaland has a rich cultural heritage and a resilient population, he said, Naga youth have immense potential to contribute to the growth and development of the state and the nation. However, to realize this potential, the governor said we must equip them with the tools to resist the temptation of substance abuse. Congratulating the Brahmakumaris for their dedication and consistent work to build character and inspire positive change, Mr. Ganesan urged all stakeholders, government agencies, civil society and the public to collaborate in making Nashan Mukt Bharat Abhiyan campaign a success.
Our primary object with this campaign is to prevent the initiation of drug use through comprehensive education and community engagement. This includes creating environments that support healthy lifestyles, offering opportunities for skill development, and fostering a sense of purpose and belonging.
The governor further called all to work hand-in-hand to create a future where every individual in Nagaland can live a life free from the shadows of addiction. On the occasion, Governor Ganesan flagged off the Nashan Mukt Bharat Abhiyan Awareness Rally. The winter session of parliament got underway today. However, both houses faced early adjournments as the opposition created uproar, demanding discussions on various issues, including on alleged bribery charges against a business group and Manipur violence. There will be no sitting tomorrow to commemorate the 75th anniversary of the adoption of the constitution. Both the houses will meet again on Wednesday. Ahead of the session, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had hoped for a productive winter session filled with constructive debates and discussions. Mr. Modi said a message should emanate from India's parliament that the country's voters, their commitment to democracy, their dedication to the constitution and their faith in parliamentary procedures are meaningful. Lone Nagaland MP in the Rajya Sabha, S. Pangnon Konyak, has been named among the panel of vice chairpersons for the 266th session of the Upper House. The announcement was made by the Vice President and Chairman Rajya Sabha, Jagdeep Dhankar, who reconstituted the panel with 8 members, including Ms. Konyak. The government has announced year-long celebrations beginning tomorrow to commemorate the 75th year of the adoption of the Constitution of India. The celebrations across the country will continue till the 26th of November 2025. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said a grand event will be organized at the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan, where President Draupadi Murmu will address both houses of parliament. He said that it is not a celebration of only parliament, but of the whole country. Mr. Rijiju appealed to the people to participate in the various activities organized as part of the celebrations being conducted under the campaign tagline, Hamara Samvidhan, Hamara Swabhiman. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Naga entrepreneur Ighato Yeto, founder of Sunika Enterprise, has been selected for the IIT Guwahati's NEC Ignite Startup Grant 2. The 9-year-old Mr. Yeto is the only entrepreneur from Nagaland to be selected in the final pitching round. Sunika Enterprise is renowned for its green, herbal and distinctive tea blends. Akashwani News Kohima spoke to Mr. Yeptho.
I am deeply honored and grateful to be selected for this incubation at Bionest. This milestone represents not only a validation of my efforts, but also an exciting step forward for my business. I extend my heartfelt gratitude to our UTNEPT family for introducing me to this remarkable opportunity and encouraging me to apply for the Bionest. Their unwavering support has been pivotal in this achievement, and I am eager to embark on this transformative journey. Thank you.
The NEC Ignite Startup Grant is a program that provides financial support and resources to early-stage startups. It is powered by the Northeast Council with IITG TIDF Bionest as implementing partner. The grant provides up to 10 lakh rupees in funding to startups registered in the 8 Northeast states. The funding support will act as a bridging fund, enabling startups to move from ideation to proof of concept, helping them overcome the value of debt, a phase where many startups struggle to secure the necessary funding to move forward. In addition, the NEC Ignite Startups will receive mentorship and support in pursuing additional funding opportunities from the Government of India and private equity at latter part of their entrepreneurial growth journey at Bionest. Nagaland joined the rest of the world today in observing the International Day for Elimination of Violence Against Women. At the commemoration in Kohima, Advisor to Chief Minister Abu Mehta stressed on collective effort to tackle the challenges of social evils against women. He said there are many unseen violence on women at home and in the neighbourhood which go unreported due to societal stigma. While women are often referred as the backbone of Naga society, the hard truth is that every day women get abused, he lamented, and emphasized on sensitizing and motivating the traditional institutions to ensure women are independent. The day also saw the launch of the 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence. In Chumukedima, Secretary of Social Welfare, Martha R. Ritse, called for addressing the root causes to eliminate violence against women. This includes tackling discriminatory social norms and structural general inequalities and stereotypes, she said. Ms. Ritse called for inclusive efforts from decision makers, local authorities and communities to ensure that women are protected and provided support services. Addressing a similar program in Kifire, EAC Kifire, Taka Temjinpongan, encouraged all women to come forward and file cases in the event of any untoward incident. The day also observed in Newland and other parts of the state. The 68th National School Games Under 19 Girls Sepak Takraw today commenced at Indira Gandhi Stadium, Kohima. Addressing the event, Advisor to the Chief Minister, Abu Mehta, highlighted Nagaland's unique identity, rich cultural heritage and contributions to India's development. Mr. Mehta, who is also Vice President of the Athletics Federations of India and Secretary General of the Nagaland Olympic Association, emphasized the significance of sports in uniting people and encouraged the athletes to pursue excellence and embrace the values of teamwork and discipline.
Sport teaches you that in life, if you are committed, if you are disciplined, if you work hard, you will win and you will be recognized and get recognition not only for yourself but to make India proud.
A total of 17 teams are participating in the games. The finale will take place on November 27th. To end the news, the headlines again. Governor Laganesan calls for addressing root cause of drug abuse. Winter session of Parliament commences, both houses adjourned early. Year-long celebrations of 75 years of constitution adoption to begin on November 26th. And founder of Sunika Enterprise, Ihato Yeptho, selected for NEC Ignite Startup Grant 2. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a good night.